At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face.
On a Monday, midday, on the Ticket, one-on-one. Bach and I will take you through the next 2 hours. A little sports talk, a little life, a little wrestling, a little wrestling conversation. Whenever I get in with Bach and we get to hash up some wrestling, it is kind of our favorite thing to do. The Starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us with a what's up. Put your opinions in, your comments, your questions, and we will make you a part of the show because you can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, LO channel 961. Greatly appreciate you for following whatever way you follow. And if you can download the Ticket app, you can take us wherever you are. Wherever you are, we will be because you chose for it to be so. So greatly appreciated. The disclaimer has to go in front of one-on-one shows that, quite frankly, we adhere to the Gump family rule that one-on-one is you're never quite sure what you're going to get. And over the course of the 2 hours, we can go down any and every rabbit hole. So buckle up and plan accordingly because we don't know. We don't know where we're going to go today. But I'll start with this. I would be remiss if I did not start this show in gratitude, in absolute gratitude, grace, and appreciation for being here in this space and being around, with y'all to talk ball, talk life, talk Lincoln, talk Nebraska, to talk sports. Today is, I renamed the days as episodes because each one's different and each one has a different message and a different theme and different frictions that you go through and then different lessons that you learn throughout it. And for me, this is episode number 23,011. 23,011 days since I was born. And I keep track of them because I want them to all matter and have their own leverage. And as most of you know, there were times when I wasn't promised being here today, so I better say thank you because there was a day in ICU and days following that I asked for one more day. Just give me one more day, and I'll be a better version. And I'll try to do something good and. Those one more days led to today. And I opened my eyes this morning and I took a deep breath and Bach, it was like, oh, okay, sir. 23,011 days and 63 years. Now, bruh, 63? I shave twice a week. I usually try to be on par with twice a week. And then there's a day this weekend where you normally the chin gets a shave, but I looked at it and I went, because there's a time when I let my chin grow. Now I can't grow a beard. It's just got DNA. I wasn't gifted with the Bach beard blessing, right? Like I can't do it. As a matter of fact, I can't even grow a mustache.
Oh.
Like I grow tumbleweeds where these sparse bits of hair grow above my lip in different places in different directions with no real purpose. It's like they've never met each other. It is the saddest mustache in the history of mankind, because it is Bach. It is like 14 individual hairs at a high school dance who are all introverts and really don't want to engage one another. Like, they don't want to do anything together. And so you just go, okay, let me just shave it. On the chin, it has a plan, and it looks uniform. Like, hey, yeah, we're kind of a squad. Now, it's never gonna grow. Like, I can't grow the Vershawn full goatee thing. Like, I can't do that. And then on my cheeks and sideburns, it's really just, again, random tumbleweeds that appear and disappear. So, but I was looking at it, and I was like, okay, just for today, I'll leave the gray. Like, I'll just leave the gray on my whatever's on my chin. This is what I'll leave it. 3 days worth. Yeah. Like, it was. And then I walk in and you see Bach, and Bach is like fully like beard man.
Yeah, I'm growing it out a little bit.
Right? Like, like, but I don't, and then there are times when I'm like, man, I'm really glad I don't have to deal with that. But then there are days when I'm like, no, for like 2 days a year, I would like to have a beard. Like, I would like to. Like, I would like to, and I'm that way. Like, I don't have hair on my arm. Like, I'm not that dude. My teammates used to laugh because we'd get taped. And the big issue with getting taped back in the day was the tape would sometimes stick to the hair. But again, like, I had random hair, arbitrary hair on my legs and arms, right? But I don't have that full on, hey, I need to protect myself because this is going to hurt. So at 63, I still, like, it never changed. It never changed. And I'm like, okay, now I figured out something else, Bach. I can tell you that I'm also still not fully grown up because my feet are still growing.
Hmm.
My feet are still growing. And the doctor was like, yeah, that's a thing. What do you mean? What do you mean my feet are still growing? At 63, I need to know what size shoes I wear. Like, I... Like, what are you even doing, you freak? Like, so I don't get, like, I don't have, I think I have 17 chest hair, which Bach has, like, on one wrist.
Yes. I'm very blessed with hair, if you would call it that.
Which, I mean, is that the thing? Would you rather have it or not have it? Like, what is it for you?
I'd rather not have it. I got the exact opposite problem, is that it's overgrowing everywhere. So.
Wolfman issues, is that what we're talking about?
Like, yeah. Just,
you know,
except for my head, which I was planning on growing my hair out one more time. And then this week I gave up just because it was becoming a science experiment up there.
Well, but I mean, because you had the long lock.
Yeah, I used to.
Right. So can you still grow the long locks?
I don't think so. I think I could. If I really dedicated myself, I think I could grow some long hair, but there's beginning to be some receding hairlines and balding spots, so it wouldn't look as good as it used to.
Yeah, but I think your long hair, like the long in the back, would kind of transcend whatever balding, whatever receding is happening. Long hair, right? Because, I mean, Seth Rollins has a bit of that, and I think I could see that in you. That if, because like it's pulling back a little bit, like every now and then he'll in the middle of a match he'll pull it back and you're going, hey young fella, that's happening for you. What does your wife think?
I mean, she wouldn't mind me growing my hair. It's my own problem, is I just can't do it if everything's not like uniform and doesn't look, it's not like the same length. I get frustrated with it. So it's my own problem. I look in a mirror and touch my hair every day. So it just gets into my own thing where I can't grow it out because I get frustrated with it.
Is it shedding?
No,
Do you have that? Do you get the drain clot of Bach hair or no?
Absolutely not. And I appreciate it because I've had a roommate before that did, and every shower was just like, man.
Yikes. Yeah, no. Listen, the beauty of not having that in your space is a glorious thing.
When did you decide to go bald? Or did you have a decision, I guess?
So no, I have my original hairline. And I don't have a balding to my knowledge, I don't have a balding. I'm pretty sure I do. Because I mean, I've worn baseball caps my whole life, so I would figure at some point the sun is just like, look, man, we're tired of fighting you for access to your scalp. But literally in 1995, I was rocking the fade, right? So I had the fade, and then I went to Charlotte to work for the Panthers, Carolina Panthers, and they needed me to do. They wanted me to take over this TV show. They wanted to put this TV show project together. And my roommate / business partner, CJ, and I should probably call him today. He's already texted. He was like, hey, and this was the Jordan bald era.
Yeah.
This was the Michael Jordan bald player. And then Chris Webber and the Fab Five and... So he was like one day, and again, all the great, terrible ideas that happen in our adult lives are, you know what we should do? Like when your best friend says, you know what would be a good idea? It's rarely a good idea. Some calamity is about to happen. And we, in my house, he set up a chair and got shaving cream and said, let me shave it. And I'm... Okay, like I'm trying to be a personality, like a TV personality. Mm-hmm. So, okay, go ahead. So he shaved it for the very first time in 1995 in the very first Carolina Panthers TV show we did. Was literally the first time that I had a shaved head. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what you're supposed to do, like how to take care of it. I didn't know. So my roommate at the time, white dude, who has long hair. So he has no idea what this is supposed to be. Like so how do you treat it after you shave it? Do you just let it sit there? And you think, no, you're supposed to do something with it. And he comes up with the idea. You know what I think would be a good idea? Again, not a good idea. Was, hey, to put lotion on it.
Okay, yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. What you're supposed to do is aftershave.
Yeah.
You put lotion on open pores that have been irritated and agitated, you're going to get hair bumps. Mm. And for 3 days, I had the worst hair bumps any man could ever imagine. Mm. And I was like, okay, let's not do it. So then you let the bumps heal so that you can shave it again because it starts to stub and grow back. And then when I had my ICU visit, because I was clotting, I couldn't shave. And so I had to let my hair grow. And it started to, like, you just, I was like, because you don't want to cut and then clot up or create issue. So I let it grow. And I start seeing the salt and pepper. And salt and pepper was real. But it was still full. I think if I let it grow, I would have the Frederick Douglass afro.
Nice.
I would have what Jay Foreman currently has.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I think Jay has... better.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He has thicker hair than I do. My hair was thin. Even my afro days, I had thin hair. I just had a lot of it. Mm. And it would fluff up and it would blow. Like mine, my afro would blow in the wind. Jay's probably wouldn't. Jay's was, like, Jay carries it now.
And more his, volume.
His, right. Yeah. It's the thing. But I at least saw what it would look like. And at some point I will go back to let it and just let it grow. I don't know when that'll be. I don't know. I would have bet somewhere around 60. But you know, to kind of feel your age, to represent your age, right?
Yeah.
Eric, Lord, please let it grow, DP. There are people that have said, you know what, you should do a fundraiser and let it grow. Like, how many days will you let it grow? And then we'll have people make donations based on, you know, how many days you let it grow and to see how long. Now, here's the thing about letting it grow for you unmelanated folks, that for the afro to grow, you have to treat it in a way. There's a certain way you have to treat it. That means I need somebody here who could braid afros. I need somebody that can cornrow. And I need access to them on a pretty regular basis. Like when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I had the good afro, right? But I had, my sisters were there to braid cornrow my hair. And then I would comb it out, right? But before I went to sleep, it would get braided every night. And then I would comb it out for school. Then I stopped combing it out and I just wore the braids until my high school coach was like, no, we're not doing cornrows, bro. And I, you know, I look back at it. I was like, yeah, you were kind of a jerk. Like, let me wear my cornrows. But then it was also because the afro was so big that the helmet wouldn't always. And then for baseball, my hat always flew off because it was kind of Bake McBride-ish, right? Well, the big afro. And so you just made choices. And I got to college and I cut it down a little bit, you know, a little bit. But yeah, it would be salt and pepper. And there are people who love that. I don't know what Bach, is your haircut regulated and determined by your wife's opinion of it? Does she tell you what she prefers?
She will from time to time, but for the most part, it's up to me.
Right? Right? I mean, but if she didn't like you, like if you decide, you know what, I'm gonna go fade, right, with the beard. Like I'm gonna make it cultural. Would she be okay with it, or would she tell you, no, I think
she'd be okay. She had me, one time she was interested in what I'd look like without a beard, because that's just kind of my general look. I'm growing out like more now, but generally I have kind of like a thin beard, and I shaved that. She said, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, there. That's funny. Where I just go, nope, yeah, don't do that. Like, I can't imagine Jake Sorensen with a beard.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Jake with long hair.
Oh, absolutely not. I've seen him scruffy with his beard, but I haven't seen any long hair.
Like Sipple, either way, Bill Bush, not a beard guy.
No, I haven't seen him with a beard.
Farley gives and takes. VJ gives and takes. VJ kind of embraces the strength of his hair. Like there are some cultural things that your hair, the length of your hair, the volume of your hair determines your unit strength in the universe, right? Because at some point, Carriker had pretty good hair. I don't know what his situation is now. I've never seen Steve Taylor with more than the fade. Like, he shaves it now.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, too, because Steve, well, now that you mentioned that, so you said earlier Michael Jordan kind of led the bald is beautiful, like, yeah. and really just became popular back in the 90s. Steve would argue, and I asked him about it, he said that Tupac led that night. You know, he grew up in California, so maybe it might just depend on your region. But you think Tupac or Michael Jordan led that more?
Oh, this was absolutely Jordan. Mm. This was Jordan. Because you have to remember that Tupac passed away in 96. Jordan had been doing it at least 92. I would think that if you go back into the videos, that yeah, there's a run where in the 90s. Google, when was the Fab Five? Michigan's Fab Five. Tupac was, but Tupac also had a fade. I mean, when he was in art school, when he was in the art and media school in New York, he had a fade, like a high fade. He had good hair.
Like, yeah.
Tupac had good hair. And then the West Coast, Steve would talk about it, the West Coast side of it was when he started wearing the bandana. So he just shaved it. It's also when he got tattoos, because he didn't in the art school, he didn't have tattoos like that. So, but Tupac, one, head shape matters. Like,
right,
not absolutely. Everybody, like, head shape matters. When was the Fab Five?
91 to 93.
So that to me, when Weber, Juwan didn't shave his, but Jalen and Jimmy King. So in that space, that certainly played into it. Let me see here. Literally, you can Google it. Says when did, so Michael Jordan started shaving his head bald in the late 80s. And so he did it because of the hairline. Some sources say as early as 83. And then he said Onyx and Tupac did their thing. So right around there, mine for me was there. Rubber Duck poses a question. It says, if we hit a donation amount for teammates, would you do it? How could I say no to that? But Rubber Duck, what would the amount be? Like, what do y'all think? What should it be? What would it be? Like, I don't know what that, but yeah, donation to teammates, absolutely. How many days? Let it grow for 100 days? 30 days? See what it looks like?
Yeah, I think it depends. I mean, we got to get if it's growing well, we got to get it out there.
Look at y'all trying. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. It says Timmy V says, in honor of Hulk Hogan, rock the receding and let the flow grow. Yeah, that would be a Bach thing. He could do the bandana and the beard and let it move.
What do they call that? A skullet?
Yeah, let you do that. Some birthday requests. I'll read these because I do want to honor them. Earthquake Glue says, happy birthday, DP. Appreciate what you do for the community. I appreciate y'all for allowing me to do that. Craig says, happy birthday, DP. Fred Not Horyberg, my friend, thank you for the birthday wishes. Greatly appreciated. Sanderson, of course, my friend, thank you for the birthday wishes. Yeah, 63 years old, 63 years young. Yeah, I mean, well, so the texter said he'll donate $10. We have a phone call. Okay, Bach, I'll let you lead the way. Bach, handle.
All right, welcome on. It's a surprise guest. We'll put it that way. Welcome on to the air here, surprise guest.
Hey, you wanted to go fly to Houston tonight to watch a baseball game?
That's Hoster Breezy. That's Hoster Breezy. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. We'll fly to Houston and watch a baseball game.
Will they just put a random chair on the foul line and just let us sit wherever we want? And just say, hey, I'm here with DP for his birthday. Let us sit wherever we want.
Yeah.
Or will they give us seats in the dugout?
Well, in the old dusty days, or in the old Carlos Correa, Alex Bergman days, we probably could have pulled that off. Matter of fact, they'd have had us surrounded by ball girls. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the current regime loves me. Although we do have a new in. We have an in. Oh, we have an in, oh, yeah, now, because our own Bryce Matthews, former Husker and former radio host here on The Ticket, is now debuting for the Astros. Hit two bombs in a game, 8 RBI in six games. So we might have an in. We might.
There you go.
We might.
There
we
you
might.
Go.
We might, man. Appreciate you calling, man. It means we're on. Thank you.
Does Lincoln know it's your birthday?
They're finding out now. They're finding out now. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
For the longtime listeners, you need to call in or text in 402-464-5685 and wish DP a very special happy birthday.
Brother, thank you for all that you do, who you are, and for loving on me and having your family love on me from top to bottom, from parent to child. The Tabrizi family is a very special family to me and a very group. As a matter of fact, I got memory post of us holding the trophies at Woodson. That came up in my memories today. It was us sitting at the table with the nets that we cut down with the title and with the trophies on the table. I'll have to post those later.
Don't slam it on anyone's desk.
Yeah, right. right. It's, oh my goodness. My goodness gracious. But thank you for adding to, and I really need for you and Bach to do a wrestling show together as well, because
we've done one.
Yeah, we got to do it again. I've had Haas on before. We got to get him on again.
Yeah. I mean, I think those are different conversations. We'll get into it a little bit later, in the course of these 2 hours, but yeah, we'll have some WWE, some wrestling talk today. So.
Awesome.
Give me the final update on your son's pull-ups. What was the final? I know he was efforting to do 500 pull-ups in a day. What was the final number?
So he did 500. We had to stop him. And then he was at 100 this morning when I left at 9:30. So he's aiming for another 500 today.
Bruh.
And
that young man is going to be special. How old is he now?
He's 8. And for the listeners, I have a background in motivating people. I'm working on my doctorate in sports psychology, and with that, the ability to communicate and get words to push someone to their best is typically there. However, nothing is as good as playing a Rocky training montage to get you going to working out. And when he was at 450, his arms were dead, but he just played the Rocky training montage.
He sent the video, Bach. He sent the video of him just—I mean, this thing with the Rocky music playing—that this 8-year-old young man, and Haas, let him know what his motivation was.
He wants a Ultimate Edition Cody Rhodes wrestling action figure, which is sold out, but Uncle BT found one.
Heck yeah. You know, listen, that kind of effort cannot go unrewarded. If you're gonna work that hard, listen, I'm not sure if you gave me Cody Rhodes himself, would I put together 500 pull-ups in a day? If Cody Rhodes is gonna walk in here and count them himself, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we would get that pulled off. Bach, you think what would it take to get you to do 500 pull-ups in a day?
I think it's pretty difficult to do 5. I don't even I need to lose a bunch of weight so I can pull up my body weight again.
Oh, man. That's so good. That's so good. Haas, love you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for thinking of me today. Appreciate it, bro.
Love you too, brother. Everyone should know this is a holiday. This is the day to love. This is DC's birthday.
Thank you,
man. We appreciate you more than you appreciate us. You mean so much to all of us.
Oh, not possible, sir. Not possible. Haas DeBreezy, you catch him Sunday noon on the Breeze here on the Ticket. We'll throw it to break more one-on-one when we come back. We're celebrating. Indeed, we are.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.